How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome back to your Daily Nerd Devo. Let's talk about the surfer, the bodybuilder, the American icon, the black and white, the black and red, the crow, the legend, the icon, the Heath Ledger Joker impersonator, the surprise of a lifetime, the disappointing WrestleMania match, winter is coming, Darby Allin's dad. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, that's okay. I am simply talking about the man they call Sting. Sting is one of my favorite professional wrestlers, or at least was. The man started wrestling in 1985 under the ring name Flash, part of a tag team of Flash and Justice in the Continental Wrestling Association. And at time of recording, retired yesterday, March 4th, 2024, at AEW's pay-per-view, winning a tag team match with his tag team partner Darby Allin versus the Young Bucks. Matt and Nick Jackson. Sting has been around wrestling longer than I have been alive, and has popped up time and time again, new or same concept, young or old, constantly evolving, constantly changing, and constantly just being a good person. They say you have to be careful about meeting your heroes, but I don't know that it applies to Steve Borden, aka the man they call Sting. Think you can maybe get away with meeting this guy? I'd like to. I'd love to sit down and talk with Sting. He seems like an incredible dude. And his transformation, all of his transformations, but one in particular in the late 90s, is of significant interest to me. Sting, Steve Borden, more specifically, became a Christian in 1998 after confessing to his then wife of his adultery and substance and alcohol abuse. It was certainly a hard time for a man with three kids and a caring wife and growing family, and I'm sure equally hard for her. Sting had to make a change. Steve Borden had to make a change. He accepted God in his life and started changing the way he walked through life. In Acts chapter 9, there is a man named Saul. He's walking the road to Damascus. And as he just about nears Damascus, a light flashes from the heavens around him, and he falls to the ground. And Saul heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord?" Saul said, "I am Jesus, whom you were persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." Saul gets up and goes into the city, meets a man named Ananias, and his whole life changes. And he becomes Paul, a man that, to Christians then and now, is the kind of hero you'd like to meet. Not perfect, certainly not without his flaws, but a man who cares about people, wants to see the best for them, and wants to help them, wants to train them, teach them, help lead them into the future. I don't think the most important part of Steve Borden's life necessarily is when he became Sting. It's when he became a Christian. That's the bigger transformation. And it took a man who was already, in 1998, a really big deal in the world of professional wrestling, just like Saul was a really big deal in certain circles in the New Testament, as his, you know, time as a Pharisee. And it took a change in their lives to bring them around to where God wanted them to be. And for Saul, that was later in his life when he became Paul. And for the icon Sting, for Steve Borden, 1998, he was almost 40 years old already. It didn't matter. God spoke, Steve Borden listened. And Sting is a man I will now long be willing to look to as someone I can learn from. Just like when we read large sections of the New Testament, we look to Paul as an example to us as believers, who we are and how we're supposed to treat others, and how we're supposed to try and excite and change and shape and support future of this ever-growing and changing and struggling thing that is Christianity, a thing that needs shaping. Changing. As big moments in Sting's career help shape professional wrestling, we have an opportunity to try and shape the future, to see ourselves and those who came before us and who come after us, to do it better, to do it the way God calls us to treat people the way we want to be treated, and to raise up a next generation for God as best we can, despite our imperfections. All the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast. Come hang out with us on the Facebook page of the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for your Daily Nerd Devo. And congratulations to Sting on one truly incredible career in the world of professional wrestling, and to being the kind of person that others look at, that I look at, and that we want to be like for all the right reasons.